You're listening to episode 12 of Cultivating the Lovely, the podcast. Welcome to Cultivating the Lovely, the podcast. This is a podcast all about pouring the labor, care, and study into the roles that God has given us as wives, moms, women, and His children. It is meant to inspire us to be living with passion, intention, beauty, and delight in the everyday moments right where we're at. I'm your hostess, Mackenzie Monroe from BoldTurquoise.com and CultivatingTheLovely.com and the Cultivating the Lovely Morning Show on Periscope. Today, I am so excited to be bringing you a conversation I recently had with my friend, Amy Weiler. Now, Amy is the founder of Mommy Scopes on Periscope, and she's been involved in a whole bunch of other stuff online over the years. But I think you guys are going to have a lot of fun listening to our conversation because we talk mostly about planners. Yes, I am talking the planner community, all the pretty planning goodness and the different ways to use a planner and how she started getting into the planner community. I have had a lot of fun over the last few months watching Amy on her planner journey and how it's kind of taken over and she's had so much fun with it. And I've also had a lot of fun getting to know her better through our Periscope shows and our Periscope communities. Amy has been doing wonderful things with Mommy Scopes for all of you who don't know yet, and I think you're really going to enjoy hearing from her. We also might talk a little bit about how she's got 7 kids and I've got 4, and what that looks like as far as traditions and really establishing a family culture looks like. So without further ado, here's Amy. Welcome, Amy.
Hi.
I am so excited to have you here. We had actually tried to get together for the fall podcast season that I was having, and it was just so crazy for both of us that so excited to finally be making it happen now.
I know. I'm so excited to be able to do this with you. I've looked forward to it, and I was so upset that our schedules just could not coincide, but it worked out great, and I think the timing's perfect.
Yeah, I'm excited for everything that's even changed in both of our lives since then. I think it'll be really fun to be talking today. So for people who don't know who you are, why don't you give us a little snippet of who you are and who your family is?
Yes, my name is Amy Weiler, and I am a mom to seven awesome kids, ages 18 all the way down to 3. I like to kid around and say that they're from the same dad, same baby daddy. I've been married for over 19 years, single births, and I know where they came from.
Yeah.
I like to just get that out really quick. Those are the most common questions. That's but I'm a homeschooling mom, and I'm also a business owner. My husband and I co-own Polka Dots and Wishes Travel Agency, so I wear many hats.
Yes.
And with that, I am also the founder of Mommy Scopes, which is one of the best groups on Periscope, and I love, love, love Periscope.
Yes, it's just made such a difference, I think, for both of us. And I like to give people a little glimpse into how I met most of my guests. And so Amy and I think, kind of have a funny story.
Yeah, and definitely.
Yeah, we had connected through Mommy Scopes last summer, and I had started following her. I don't even know how I found you necessarily, but was following you. And then we just started connecting back and forth in that way. And then it was your husband who figured out that we had known each other before, right?
Yes, 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 yes. We were, it was when, oh my goodness, I want to say it was the early fall, maybe even the end of the summer.
Yeah.
And he turned to me and he goes, "Do you know who Mackenzie is? Bold Turquoise." And I was like, "Yeah, she's Bold Turquoise, yeah. Cultivating the Lovely." He's like, no, she was one of the original writers with you for Heidi St. John. And that's when he pulled up an image from 2013 with both of our pictures on it. Okay. And I couldn't believe that. I'm like, oh my goodness, I know her.
Good thing I hadn't updated my profile picture in like forever.
Exactly, exactly. And I thought that was so neat. And I immediately contacted you and yes. I said, oh my goodness, Mackenzie, we're friends. Did you know that?
Like, we've written together before. How crazy. So that was fun to be like, wow, what a small world.
Exactly, exactly. That was back when I was a blogger.
Yes, I know, when I was more of a blogger than I am now, how things have changed. And so for you, you had been a blogger and then you got offline in that way, right? And we're just kind of doing Facebook?
Yes, I was a blogger for many, many years before everyone else had blogs. I think my blog started back in 2007, and I saw it as a ministry to minister to moms. And just about maybe 6 months, I want to say the beginning of last year, I had just massive blogger burnout. I didn't like the way the blogger world, and no one in particular, I'm not talking about a certain situation, just the whole vibe of the community. I didn't like where it was going, and I lost my voice. And I felt like I was ministering to the needs of the computer and SEO versus ministering to hearts. So I up and I never renewed my domain name, and I lost everything. I lost all my works, all the money I invested in graphic designers and everything. I lost it all, and it was beautiful. It was the best thing that ever happened to me. And I focused on my business, and I just put all my heart and soul into my business. And then last summer, I discovered Periscope.
And it changed everything.
It changed everything. It changed everything. Within 3 days of me being on Periscope, when hardly anybody was, my friend had a dream, and she said, "You need to start a group for women. I think there's a need out there." And that's how Mommy Scopes began. And that's how I went from being a blogger to just being an encourager, a live streaming encourager.
And you do such a good job with it.
Oh,
So
thank you.
tell people like what Mommy Scopes is.
Well, Mommy Scopes was born to give encouragement for moms in the trenches. And I originally started Mommy Scopes with about 50 people, and it would be at night at 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And my tagline was to tell you, let's have encouragement before we hit the bed instead of mommy guilt that we go to bed with. And it was a small, intimate group, and we talk about the day, and we'd encourage each other, and we would just end the day on a bright note. And so Mommy Scopes for me was born out of a need to just encourage moms, right where they were, in their house, in their pajamas, in the closet where we were hiding from our children, and form friendships.
And you did such a good job of it. I remember jumping on there right, as Periscope was just getting going and people were still figuring out how to do it. And it was like, oh my goodness. Not only were you hilarious, but you were so real and you were so not afraid to just be you. And I think I've experienced a lot of the same burnout as you have with the blogging thing. Because I think, especially since Pinterest, so much has changed in the blogging world about like, okay, you've got to have your certain images and your links, and it just takes a lot of the fun out of the writing of it. And it's more about like getting the right links and SEO, like you were talking about. It's not what it was back in 2007, because I started in
No.
2007 too. It's just a totally different animal, and it's less about the writing and more about the politics almost of all of it.
Exactly. It's the politics and looking a certain way and writing a certain way, and it lost the heart. It really lost the heart of why we have blogs to begin with.
And so much of it has become like 10 tips for this, 10 tips for that, and that wasn't the style of writing that I enjoyed. And I don't think we can be as transparent when it looks like, oh, I have the 10 tips for how to cook a chicken. Like
I know.
I'm so good at cooking a chicken. Well, what about everything you're failing at? And I think that Periscope has just dropped those barriers and kind of
Oh
brought
my
it back
goodness.
to that original blogging.
It has, and many people have said the Periscope community, especially in its early stages, and I like to say that we're still in the infancy of Periscope, not so much as when we were in the summer and in the fall, but it's like the blogging community was many, many, many years ago. And unlike the blogging community, you can't fake it on Periscope. You can try maybe for one, two, or three times, but once you have broadcasted and scoped more than 5 or 10 times, people know you. They know how you react under pressure. They know how you react when your kids come in, when your dog runs you over, when your husband comes in and throws a fit because he's mad at one of your teenagers. Ask me how I know that. It just shows. It shows the world the real you, and there's no faking it. There's no SEO behind it. It's raw heart.
I think one of the biggest compliments that I have gotten recently is somebody said, like, they met me for the first time in person. I think they were expecting something different, but she said, "You're just like you are on Periscope." I was like, well, good. That's my aim. Like,
yes.
I just want to be real with people. And usually when things go completely off the rails, those are people's favorite scopes.
Because exactly. Like,
oh, my kids do that too. And, you know, I think there's just something about the camaraderie of it when you like see moms in their real life and their makeup's not necessarily perfect. And like, I just, it's a totally different thing.
Yes, Periscope is not a pinnable image.
Yeah,
and absolutely. I love it. I love it.
Thank goodness, because I would have some really interesting images pinned right now, for sure. Okay, so that's kind of how you've transitioned, and now you've got all these things going on. You're leading this amazing community on Periscope and Facebook, right? There's the Facebook group.
Yes.
And you've got your travel agency, and your seven kids, and your homeschooling, and so then, just to add in one more thing, you fell into the planner community.
I did. I fell hard, Mackenzie.
I know. And I remember like kind of seeing those early days of you falling in love with planners. So I'm a planner girl myself, but not to the level that you are. So I'm excited to have you on the show to kind of, especially for listeners who don't know what we're talking about, as far as the planner community goes, like give us your introduction. Tell us your story of how you fell in love with planners.
Oh my goodness. Well, planners, again, I have to thank to Periscope. It was because of Periscope that I knew the planner community existed. I mean, I always knew there were planners, day planners, this and that. We've all had one once in our life, but I didn't know to the degree it has went. I didn't know there were names and tassels and clips and stickers and you can color coordinate and make junk journals. I didn't know the different types, the ring bound, the zipped, the happy planner, the A5s, the traveler's notebooks. Yeah. I didn't know anything. And I would watch some Periscopes and Instagram, and I would see these books that people had on Periscope and on Instagram. And I was like, oh, what's that? But it wasn't until I started realizing how important it was to write things down.
Uh-huh.
As my business increased, as my goals increased, I really rediscovered how to set goals in my life, how to set how I want my day to go. And I started writing it down. And that is exactly how it transitioned from writing it in a notebook, and then it spiraled out of control into a planner, and now I have five. And so I really have to say, I don't know what I would do without my planner. A woman's brain is 2,000 computer tabs open all at once.
Yeah.
And most of us have three different computer screens.
Yeah.
So that's 6,000 tabs up at one time. At least that's how my brain works. Yeah. I have a million things going and I get frazzled very easy. And so when I have all these ideas in my head, it's very overwhelming. But when I write them down, it seems doable. I can do it no matter what it is. If I write it down and say, I need to do A, B, C, and D on this day, and I see a layout, I can accomplish it. And that is how I began planners. And from there, it has spiraled into stickers and tassels and five different planners for five different things. I named my planner. It is known. Her name is Lola, and she is beautiful.
That's a great name.
She is exactly what you think a Lola would look like.
And so do you use all five different ones for?
Okay. Well, I have my personal color crush, and it's bright yellow, and that is my Lola. And my personal color crush is it's if I could be a planner, if my personality could be summed up, it would be Lola. If you've seen her on my Instagram, you know that she's crazy. She's bright. She's colorful. She is chock full of all sorts of tassels and goodness hanging off of her. And inside, it's personal. It's all of my things for me. It has nothing to do with my mommy-ness, my husband-ness, my business. It is for me, things that I want to buy, purchase, my dreams, my goals, my visions, what I bought on Etsy, what I'm buying, what I don't want to buy, if I have a doctor's appointment, my hair appointments, when I'm going to do my nails, all that stuff. It gives me permission to channel my inner 12-year-old girl. And I love it. So that is, I keep my personal planner a personal planner. And then I have my happy planner, which is kind of like my household, everything. It's going to have my business goals, my personal goals. Because I own my own business, my business and my personal life mesh into one.
Yeah.
It's my passion. So a lot of times people are like, oh, it's always about business. No, it's about me.
Yeah.
I consider my business, I'm building a legacy for my children. I'm giving them something to pass down. Out of seven kids, someone's going to take over the family business. So I'm building it for them.
That's awesome.
And so I keep all those appointments, all my goals, what meals that we're having, even the scopes that I do, I scope daily. So I make sure I write down my scope so I don't repeat content. I'm a believer in great content no matter what. My children's schedules, my teenagers' work schedules, my daughter's college schedules, that goes in my happy planner. And it's all right there on my desk. It never leaves. My traveler's notebook is my art side when I feel like coloring. I have a coloring book. I have a meal planner in there that has the weekly schedule. I write what we actually eat in my happy planner, but my meal planning is in my traveler's notebook, along with Mackenzie, This Should Sound Familiar to You, Own Your Life by Sally Clarkson, yep. One of the best books I've ever read.
Yep.
I rewrite that book and I rewrite it when I have time in my traveler's notebook because I feel like that book is such truth that I have to absorb it over and over and over again.
That's awesome.
And then I have my Toby Dory, which is kind of like another traveler's notebook, and that's where I do my scripture writing and my junk journal. So it's a little piece. Each planner is a little different piece of me.
Uh-huh.
And so whenever I have time and I need to take 15 minutes out for Amy, I go to my planners and I play.
That's awesome. So it's really mm-hmm. become something that's not just a tool, but it's become a way that you can be kind of recharging yourself and filling yourself up.
Absolutely. It's an outlet. And I didn't realize I had it. I forgot. After 19 years of being a mom and a wife and a caretaker and a homemaker, I have forgotten my love for art, my love for design. I've yeah. forgotten what Amy likes. And so I've rediscovered it through my planners.
And I find, because I don't have five, I have three, pretty much. but I find that when I actually plan in a beautiful way that it makes me use it more.
And exactly.
Yeah, I actually utilize my planner. I actually keep coming back to it and staying on top of what's there because it's pretty and I want to look at it. And so people have asked me, like, how do you justify the time that you take to decorate it? Like, you could be accomplishing the tasks on your list, but actually that act of decorating is an outlet for me, but plus it makes me utilize it more.
Exactly. And you know what? I always tell people when they say, I don't have the time, people find time for what they want to find time
yeah,
for.
Exactly.
Just like people find money for what they want to spend money on.
Uh-huh.
I always say 30 minutes on a Sunday makes for a manic Monday. You take a little bit of time to plan beautifully and you can have a great week. It doesn't mean that your week's going to be perfect because you planned it.
Yeah.
But when you get off track, you have a go-to guide to get back on.
Yeah. And it doesn't have to be expensive either.
Nope.
I mean, mm-hmm. there are so many like amazing sticker shops and, you know, custom things and everything, but it really doesn't have to be. I mean, even if somebody just chooses to get a very simple, you know, Moleskine and do a bullet journal, there are ways that you can just, you know, use colored pencils or get, you know, cheap dollar store washi tape. I mean, you'd be
exactly.
amazed what you can find to kind of jazz things up and really make something feel personal and pretty, I think.
Exactly. You can tackle your children's coloring boxes and coloring pencils and go to town.
Yep.
And the funny thing is, my husband now has one. He has a Moleskine.
Really?
He has a black traveler's notebook, and it was so funny. I call it his manner planner. And he's like, it is not a manner planner. And I'm like, yes, it is. No, but it is a Moleskine, and he's going to use it for his notes and his thoughts. And
yeah.
and in his plans, because he has plans too, and it's his outlet. Men need that too.
Yeah.
And as my husband came out and started saying that he has one, people have been tagging me on Instagram and showing me their husband's
awesome.
Traveler's notebook. So there is a community out there for men. They're just hiding.
That's really interesting
because yeah.
you wouldn't think of it. But, and I mean, of course, theirs aren't going to be like flowery and whatever. There's a way to do it for them too.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
I know my kids have been using them a lot this year for their schoolwork.
Yes.
And it's been a great medium with, they've been using the traveler's notebooks and just having the small inserts inside. It's so much less intimidating than a huge notebook to have to fill with their schoolwork throughout the year. It's been a really nice, happy medium for us.
Exactly. And they like having that little planner, that little book just for them.
Yep.
My daughter, I just got her for her birthday, her first gold color crush, and
Ooh.
She adores it. Yes.
Yeah. It's just, and it can feel so personal and you can do whatever you want with it.
Exactly. I don't know what my life was like without my planners.
Oh, right.
I love them. They go everywhere with me.
So how many do you take with you? Like if you're going out of the house on a daily basis, you know, to go run errands or whatever, what goes with you?
Okay. Well, I carry a big purse. I need a big purse because mama's got to have everything with her.
Yep.
But And I don't have anyone in diapers anymore. I just need all my things. I love
Yeah.
all my things. But I do take my color crush with me, my Lola. She comes with me everywhere unless I go food shopping. If I'm going food shopping, I leave Lola home. And I'm not crazy, even though I do call her by her name. I love her because she has, you have to see her. She has a personality. I take my traveler's notebook. So if I go food shopping, I'm going to take my traveler's notebook that has my whole 2 week meal plan in it and my meal plan book and my shopping list. But other than that, when I go just out of the house, I'll take my yellow color crush, whom I call Lola. But if I go away, I'm going away next week, I'm going to be taking Lola and my happy planner.
Okay.
And my other planners will stay home.
Okay. So that's the basics of what actually mobilizes with you. So what have you found like particular like shops of things? Like what are your favorite things to put in your planner? Or do you like in your traveler's notebook, are there certain inserts that you love? Or like what goes into yours besides the core planner itself?
Everything homemade. I make a lot of my things every single week. I have a new scripture card in there and I make that from cardstock, from pocket cards. Whatever I'm going through that week with my life, I find a scripture to coincide with it. And that's something that I'll pray all week and I'll hand letter it and I'll punch holes in it and I will surround it with glitter and washi tape and all sorts of ribbons and tulle all around it. And I'll punch holes in it and I'll put it in that weekly. Along with making my scripture cards that go along with my week, I make all sorts of cute clips to go in it. I make tassels. I write all sorts of inspirational quotes on there, and then I fill it with stickers.
Fun. So do you have a specific sticker shop or do you like get, dollar spot stickers and that kind of stuff?
Do you want to know my favorite one? Do you want to know
Yeah,
my
tell us
favorite
the
shop?
goods.
Okay, so my favorite shop that I love is Chaotic Blessing.
That's my favorite shop.
That is my favorite shop, Chaotic Blessing. I have shopped a few places and they're great, but nothing beats hers.
Yeah,
Nothing
well.
beats her quality and the love that and the care that she puts in behind every single sticker.
And they feel like velvet. I mean,
They
there's
do.
just something about them. They just feel wonderful. And she has an amazing selection. For people who listen to the podcast, they're actually familiar with the amazing lady behind Chaotic Blessing because it's Erica who was on the podcast a couple of weeks ago. And she is my right-hand man for cultivating the lovely. So I'm not just saying this, though. Her stickers are amazing. They're just
They are.
so wonderful.
They are. And I have a few other ones that specialize in Disney. So
Oh, there
I
you
like to
go.
get those stickers. But mostly, I have a stack full of Chaotic Blessings. She has a new line out and she mailed them to me. I just got them, I think it was 2 days ago.
Fun.
And they'll be coming with me. They're in Lola and they're going to be coming with me to Florida because if I have time, I will be using her stickers to plan.
Yeah. Totally. I mean, I find they're like the perfect little size. I have a Carpe Diem planner, and so I just have them slipped in there. And I use my Carpe Diem to see like my monthly view, and then I keep track daily of different memories with my kids or what we did or, birthdays, like that kind of stuff. I use the Carpe Diem for. And it's so fun to just really quickly be able to slap a cute little sticker in there, and it takes very little effort on my part to make it look really beautiful. And it's really fun.
Exactly. And it doesn't look juvenile either.
Yeah.
There's elegance to it.
Yes.
She has an amazing creative eye for these things. And a carpe diem, that's on my list. I will have one.
I love my Carpe
I don't
Diem.
have that yet, but I will.
I really like the A5 size. I'm like bigger is better. And I have a huge traveler's notebook too. Mine's like not, I couldn't have the regular size. I had to have the bigger size. And so I like the space that it allots me. And I liked what you were saying earlier also too about like being able to use planners, especially as moms. We've got so much going on in our heads. And when I really start utilizing a planner well and just writing down whatever it was that I had and not thinking like, oh, I'll be able to keep track of that in my head. Like actually putting down whatever thoughts I had. I think Misty Winkler in her Work the Plan course calls it ubiquitous capture. Just like if it comes in your head, put it on paper. And then you have that brain space available to be able to use for things you actually need to remember, which is sometimes just, the word refrigerator, which I can't always think of.
I know. And it's funny because so many people come up to me, so many moms will tell me, well, I don't really do anything. I don't have anything in my life to put in a planner. And I thought that too. I'm like, well, I'm a stay-at-home mom.
Yeah.
I homeschool my kids and I work from home. Yeah. What can I possibly put in my planner? But you'll be surprised if it's just the little things that you put in there, the memories, yeah. like you said, the memory keeping, the doctor's appointments, getting nails and hair and your thoughts and your dreams and your yeah. visions. And that's what I use the planner for.
Yeah, I've always loved planners. I remember making my own planners when I was little before they had like all this kinds of stuff.
Oh, wow. Right?
And in high school, I would always, you know, tear apart the one they would give us from school and make it into my own thing. Like I just always have done that. But I didn't find the planner community until about last March, April, and even going back not even a year, and looking through the inserts that I had for my traveler's notebook and the little memories that I put down, like I would have never remembered that my daughter was calling eggshells egg shelves, you know.
Aww,
like
I know,
I mean, there's just those little things that I never would have remembered had I not written it down.
Exactly. It's amazing what one or two words, the memories they can trigger.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And it ends up being so worth it to
exactly.
do it.
So everybody listening needs to go out and buy a planner now.
Yeah. Or at least make one or something.
Exactly. Like, download them. Yeah. You'd be surprised.
Go to Pinterest. There's so many options out there that you can do it without really, you know, investing a lot of money. Even the ones, sometimes I think that printing stuff off almost costs more than just buying
yes.
one. But they have them at, you know, Target and, you know, even Walmart. They have things that you can find that aren't going to break the bank.
It's
and at least
so
give simple. It a try. Yeah.
I always say, if you're going to get a planner, if you want to enter the planner world, go get a Happy Planner. Get a
yeah.
coupon.
Yeah.
The 40% off from Hobby Lobby. It comes to $15.99.
Oh, that's not bad at all.
It isn't. It comes with all of the inserts. It's a 16-month spread. Blitzy.com is a great site. I've got my personal crush, my Lola. I got her with her inserts for $20.
Wow. That's not
yes.
bad at all. Because I know
no.
when I first entered the planner world, it was like, man, people are spending like hundreds on this stuff. Like, I don't have that kind of money.
No.
But when you're looking at $15 or $20, that's totally doable.
Yes, everybody can find $15 or $20 to organize their life just a little bit
yeah.
more. There's no need to spend $50, $100, $200, $300. That's something
yeah,
totally
that's a different. Whole different level.
Exactly, exactly.
But you can use it to actually have it be practical, but really enjoyable. And I find the days that I actually sit down the night before and not just write down my to-do list, but this is another tip from Misty Winkler, is actually kind of go through my day, like how do I expect my day to go and what can actually then fit in to what tomorrow actually looks like. Man, it makes a world of difference for what I'm actually able to accomplish and how it all flows.
It's so funny that you mentioned that, Mackenzie, because that is exactly how I started with my planner, was naming my day.
Oh, yeah.
Do you remember that?
Yes,
I would name my day, and I got a regular spiral-bound notebook, and I started writing down the names of my day, and that spiraled into writing, okay, well, if my day is going to be accomplished, if I wanted to name my day accomplished, why? What was I going to do to accomplish it? And it rolled into her writing goals and writing my thoughts down,
yeah.
which turned right into planners. And it has been the best decision I could have done to not only, I'm not saying I'm the most organized person, but I'm much better than I was.
Yeah, it really can make a huge difference.
Yes, it does.
Well, I think that's awesome. And so now I want to just hit on this a very little bit, because I know you talked about it some in the fall, and I know that there are ebbs and flows to our lives, but I know that you have had a lot of traditions in your family.
Yes.
And so I know that you're in a kind of a different, I mean, you've got a season with littles and bigs, and I'm sure it can be hard to like make all those traditions happen all the
yes.
time. But are there certain things that you think, even with your age group, like your spread, that you still have happening in your family? Or there, to me, you sound like a very creative soul from all the interactions I've had with you. And that reminds me of me. And it's hard to like be regimented about having things, you know, be the same every day or, you know, that kind of thing. But how do you build family culture in your family?
And that's one word, that's traditions. I'm a big believer in traditions. I believe traditions are what, when I think of traditions, I think of mason jars on a shelf. And inside each mason jar is a different smell, a different sound. And when you open up one of those jars and you smell and you hear, it evokes a memory. So my biggest thing is to do that with each holiday or with each occasion that's coming up. I like to create certain foods or scents or things that we do. And it's surprising what one scent, one view, one sound, a note of a music will bring back so many memories in them. So my biggest thing is traditions with the family, and it can be hard as they grow and they get older and the schedules change. And right now I'm in a season of change with my older ones and my younger ones, and I'm starting to enter that season where not all my kids are around for a holiday, or taking a family vacation is hard because of college. I'm not liking that. And I find that the traditions that I instilled years ago are really coming into play now
That's
because I have to
awesome.
hold on to them more than ever. Because the times that we're together, I have to do what we've always done because we don't get that time together as a family anymore. So.
Have you found that as you have ones kind of growing and going, that they miss their traditions and that they want to come back for that? Has that been
Oh,
kind of
they
a lure
do.
for
And they
them?
get mad when they realize we did something and they weren't home because they had to work. They get upset. They're like, I cannot believe one of our huge traditions, and it's something so silly, is watching Charlie Brown Halloween. We watch Charlie Brown's The Great Pumpkin Charlie Brown. We watch a Charlie Brown Thanksgiving and a Charlie Brown Christmas. And we do it on a night. It's a special night. We have hot chocolate. We have popcorn. The lights go out. We sit around the television and we watch it. This year, our girls had such a crazy work schedule. We could not coordinate a time that we all could do it together, believe it or not, for each season. We couldn't. And when they found out that we had that special day without them, there was trouble. They got really upset. They're like, it is not Christmas unless I watch this, or it's not fair, you know? And it made me realize, and in my heart, even though I was sad they couldn't be there, I smiled and I said, I did it. I did it. I created a beautiful memory that they are never going to forget. It's permanently imprinted on their soul. And that it's a, that's what a legacy is.
That's a huge thing and a huge testament to what you've done, that you really form that family culture that they're going to want to pass on to their families and will always kind of be ingrained in who you guys are as the Wylers.
Exactly. And they know that dad loves, you know, it's not Christmas for dad without doing X, Y, and Z. And it's not Christmas, you know, every year mom does this. And so it's nice to see that in my teenagers. I have an 18-year-old and a 17-year-old. And it's so nice to see that all the hard work that you put in when they're little, it comes to fruition as they get older. It's a really interesting season.
Well, and you're also in a season of being really busy. So does that ever make it hard to continue those traditions?
It does. It does. Someone asked me, how do you keep the balance of being a homeschool mom, of so many, and a business owner? I'm like, I don't know. I haven't figured that out yet. But if you figure it out, please let me know.
Seriously.
Because it has been hard. And sometimes I was just telling you earlier, and to be truthful and honest, and that's one thing that I would always want to be known for is being transparent. There's times where sometimes I don't look forward to the traditions, especially in a season of busyness, because it's more work. But then I think about how important it is for my children, and that sometimes gives me the motivation to continue.
And I think that Sally Clarkson talks about that. I think some in Own Your Life and definitely hits on it in The Life-Giving Home also, that sometimes it meant that she just had to put the plastic smile on her face and be like, okay, we're gonna do this, because she knew that even though she didn't want to, it would pay off in the end.
Exactly. And I think moms need to hear that because, again, we go to bed with so much guilt because we're overworked. We feel underappreciated. We don't, we're stretched beyond what we can be stretched. And then someone else is asking for more. And it's not, and then we just need to realize that it's okay. And everybody, every mom at one time in their life is going to plaster that plastic smile on and grit their teeth and go through the process simply for the memory.
And what a great example that is to our kids, too, of how we can master our own attitudes and do something even when we don't want to do it and make it work. I'm preaching to myself here because this is a big theme in our house
It's
lately.
really a big theme in my house, Mackenzie, too. You are not alone. It's just, yeah, it's hard.
Solidarity. Well, that's awesome. I think that's probably like a good place to wrap up. I love everything that you have shared with us today. I just feel like you've brought a lot of beauty to the show today.
Oh my
So
goodness.
thank
Thank you
you.
so much for having me here. I really have been looking forward to chatting with you. I
I
don't feel
know.
like we've been able to connect that much lately because life has been so
I
busy.
know. And both of our communities kind of just exploded and
I
went
know.
in different directions, but we cross paths every once in a while and can kind of pop into each other's scopes and be like, hey, how's it going?
I
So
know,
that's
different
been really
directions,
fun.
different time zones, different parts of the country.
For sure.
But our hearts bring us together again, even
Absolutely.
3 years later.
Absolutely. Totally. Okay, but before we do our final sign off here, I want to ask you some questions that I ask to all of my guests who are on the show for the first time.
Oh, goodness.
So they're really easy.
Okay,
Just,
I'm sweating.
oh, don't sweat. They're really
I'm getting
easy.
nervous.
Don't. They're fun. Okay, so
Okay.
are you ready?
I'm ready. Go
Okay.
ahead.
Do you prefer candles or an essential oil diffuser?
A candle.
Okay. Cloth napkins or paper?
Oh, paper.
All righty. City or country?
City. I'm a cement girl. I've told you that before. Give me cement.
Yes. You are a city girl. Shopping, would you rather do it online or in a store?
In a store, we need that instant gratification.
Yes, I know. If anybody follows you on Periscope, then you know there's lots of scopes from
There's a lots of
stores.
shopping. I'm a professional shopper.
Yes. And you do a good job of it. And then making us all drool and like, I have to run to
I
Hobby Lobby
know.
now. Okay, it's 4 o'clock. You're making dinner and you need a mental break. Would you rather listen to a podcast or to music?
Neither.
All right.
I would want to play Candy Crush.
While you're making dinner?
Yes.
That's hilarious.
I
Okay.
would just not make dinner. I'd let it burn and just go sit on the couch. Yeah, I'm just being honest here. That's what I would
That's
do.
awesome. I love it. Okay, chocolate, milk, or dark?
Milk. Definitely milk.
All right. Sports or no sports?
Oh, no sports. But the
Okay.
food. I'm always there for the food.
There you go. Periscope. I think this is kind of an obvious one, but would you rather broadcast or watch?
Oh, broadcast. I love to talk.
Yes.
I do.
Me too. Okay, what is your favorite movie?
Oh, I don't like this question. There's just too many out there. Okay. So my favorite movie would have to be Little Women with Winona Ryder.
Yes. Okay. That is a good one. All right. Last question. If you had to put yourself on the crunchy, like natural spectrum, if 0 was totally not crunchy and 10 is like singing Kumbaya by the fire with dreadlocks and your legs unshaven, where would you be?
Oh, goodness gracious. I would be a one.
Really? I
I'm
think you're
not
the
that
first
crunchy.
person who has answered that way.
I am
That's so funny.
really not. I can't. No. And don't get me started on mama cloths, okay? I saw that. I saw that Periscope and I almost died, okay? I am not crunchy. No.
But that is very honest of you because I think a lot of people probably aren't that crunchy, but would never say, I'm a one. So that's awesome.
Yeah, I really don't care. Give me the tan and the makeup and the clothes made out of who knows what. I don't care.
You're awesome.
Oh,
All Okay,
I'm
so
getting hate mail now.
No, I hope not. Nobody send Amy hate mail. Okay, so if people are looking for you, where can they find you? And we'll have all of this in the show notes too, but just tell us where everybody can find you.
The best place to find the real me is on Periscope at Polka Dots Wishes. I am Amy for Mommy Scopes. I scope daily about everyday life, encouragement for moms in the trenches, and business 101. You can also connect with me on Facebook in the Mommy Scopes group. So those would be the best two places to connect with me. And then, of course, Instagram. I like to Instagram everything, and my handle is Polka Dots Wishes.
Okay, and if they want a vacation to Disneyland or Disney World?
Or anywhere. Royal or Caribbean, anywhere. Sandals. Right. Yes, I book it all. You can like my Facebook page at Polka Dots and Wishes Travel. You can go to polkadotsandwishestravel.com for a splash page, which will take you over to Facebook.
Awesome. And I want to say this really quick about that, because they don't pay extra for having an agent, right? It comes from the company.
No, it comes from the vendors that I use. So if you book your vacation through me, my services, my concierge services are absolutely free, which is great.
Yes. And I had no idea that that was the case, and it would have kept me from hiring an agent. But knowing that, I think, is a game changer for people.
It is. A lot of people don't know that. They don't realize that. And I think it's the best way, because I'm just like your personal assistant, you know?
I
do the work, you do all the playing.
Totally. I think that it's awesome. So I'm glad we could get that information out there.
Oh, thank you so much, Mackenzie. I had so much fun with this.
Me too. Thank you so much for coming on and making time in your busy schedule with all your kiddos. I really appreciate it.
Oh, it's my pleasure.
Okay. Well, I will talk to you soon.
Alrighty.
Okay.
Bye.
Wasn't that so much fun? I just knew you guys would love Amy, and I'm so glad that I got to have her on the show today. And as a special treat and kind of a side note, our good friend Erica from Chaotic Blessings is offering a giveaway and sponsorship of the podcast. So you guys can head over to boldturquoise.com/12, where you can not only find today's show notes, but you can also find the giveaway for $20 worth of Erica's stickers. So that giveaway starts today and will run for 1 week until next Thursday. So make sure you get over there and get entered to win some of her awesome stickers. I know you're going to love them. Also, a quick thank you to all of you who've been leaving reviews on iTunes. They are so very appreciated and help other people to be able to find the podcast. So thank you, thank you, thank you for doing that. And if you'd like to connect more with me across any social media, you can always find me at Bold Turquoise, especially for our morning show on Periscope, which is now meeting 3 mornings a week, Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays. And this coming week, we will be starting the book club for The Life-Giving Home, which will be a lot of fun. So make sure you find me over there and you come join our Facebook group at Cultivating the Lovely. Also, for any of you who didn't know, we are doing a daily Bible study through the book of John throughout the Lenten season. So you can snag that Bible study for free by signing up on boldturquoise.com for the newsletter that comes out very occasionally. And that is the way that you can get that absolutely free and join in with us for the study of the book of John. We would love to have you. So make sure you follow me on all the other social media, Instagram, and all those good places at Bold Turquoise, and I look forward to connecting with you more in the future. Until our next episode, or wherever else you find me, go be bold and gracious.